Mabuhay. Welcome to your walk-in call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman po kami, si Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam here on Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Kumusta ang nakaraan ninyong linggo at kumusta ang kainyong weekend? Be with us today from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. Once again here on Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Sa tanang dapit nga ako napunta, ang tumang kaanyag ni sakmit sa kong mga mata. Ikabay luko pa ba kiningiutang pinangga? Ngaginikanan sa ubos kong harana.
Cebu, Cebu, yutang pinangga, hindi silang ang kahayag alang ng mga mata.
Happy birthday to you.
How old are you?
Happy birthday to you.
How old are you?
Ang aking handaan.
Ano?
Bibingka at puto.
Nakusarap.
May kape at soft drinks.
May ice cream.
May lechon, pansit, bihon. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Kombidado ang may bahon.
Aray na po. Come and join the celebration. Happy birthday.
Nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Señor Santo Niño.
Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor. It's barely 6 weeks to go, Tito Oscar. At mag-upisa ng ating 10 days of celebrations para sa ating mahal na poon, Señor Santo Niño. Wow, time flies, Tito Oscar, as we usher in Christmas and the coming New Year 2019. We also give thanks to the Lord sa lahat niya mga biyaya, Tito Oscar. that He has abundantly poured on us, on our loved ones, and all the people we've been praying for throughout the year 2018. Although we are still in the mid-November, but time flies really fast. And at the moment we turn around, we will be met with all the preparations for the coming celebration of the birth of our beloved Señor Santo Niño. Christmas time, a time to be with loved ones and friends. Christmas time, a time to forgive and forget. Christmas time, a time to move on. Yes, viva Señor Santo Niño, pit Señor sa ating lahat. So, for all activities leading towards our 25th anniversary, wow, Tito Oscar, 25 years of faithful
25
devotions.
Na jud na, 25 Senior years, Santa Tita Miriam.
Wow, it would never have happened without the grace of God, without the grace of Senior Santo Niño.
It's so, all hard work, Tita Miriam, been very, uphill battle with every mga challenges.
Yes, Tito Oscar, but God has given us the grace to carry on. Nothing could question the power of the Lord.
Yes,
so once again, you are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. This is your Tita Miriam with Tito Oscar on the panel. Be with us as we share with you some really good inspirations tonight. Kumusta ang lahat nating mga mahal na mga followers dito sa ating programa ito, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Pit Senyor.
Pit Senyor. Pit Senyor.
And Tito Oscar, our Facebook Sinulog New Zealand or Sinulog in New Zealand. And our website www.santonino.org for all the activities. And welcome sa anim na candidates, Tito Oscar, who have put their hands up and claimed their devotions to Senior Santo Niño that prompted them to be identified as one of the six lovely ladies to join the Sinulog Festival Competition 2019, celebrating 25 years of faithful devotions to Señor Santo Niño and still growing and growing in strength.
Christmas na po.
Nung dating Christmas, kahit papano, meron na kong regalo. Ngayon mahirap, maraming gastos, tapos pa ang sagot ko. O sana'y maitindihan mo aking kalagayan, ang ninanais lamang ay iyong kaligayahan. Labas sa gasto.
Shout out Tita Miriam dito sa atong sa CSEM project ng Adiko, mga atong mga karpintero din sa Auckland, New Zealand.
Tito Oscar, very hard-working carpenters, ano?
Yes.
And they really love their family. They're working even harder.
Remittance is through Western Union.
Yes, Tito Oscar, indeed. And banking through
Cooperative Bank. Kang Joyce Chista sa Unihanga.
Tito Oscar.
Yes, absolutely.
Sisindihan ko ng kandila ang buong araw.
binigay sa akin ng unang Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko. Siyam na case ng beer,
walong lechong baboy,
pitong perding una, anim na suba,
limang ulam, lobo, pabugaw, apat na pagkong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payong at isang basketball na bago.
Kasampung araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko.
Sampung inaanak,
siyam na case ng beer,
walong lechong baboy,
pitong perding una, anim na sopa,
limang ulang lobo.
Yes, yes, yes.
Apat na pagkong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payo at isang basketball na bago.
Ikalabing isang araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko.
Labing isang tuta,
sampung inaana,
siyam na case ng beer,
walong lechong baboy,
pitong perding unan, anim na sopa,
limang ulang lobo.
Bayan?
Apat na pagkong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payo at isang basketball na bago.
Kalabing dalawang araw ng Pasko, binigay sa akin ng nobya ko. Labing dalawang parol,
labing isang tuta,
sampung inaanak, siyam na case ng beer,
walong lechong baboy,
pitong berdeng una, anim na sopa,
limang ulang lobo.
Ay, apat na lang.
Apat na pagkong tatlong sakong bigas, dalawang payo at isang basketball na bago.
Next! Nang makilala ka, akala ko ay guwapo ka. Hindi pala
nang makilala At kahit na anong mangyari, magkasakit ka man ng grabe, mananatili ako sa iyong tabi.
Okay lang naman babae, basta't wag lang pahuhuli, dahil kung hindi, yari ka.
Sana'y laging magkasama, tumanda man tayong dalawa, umuti man ang buhok, pumalagas pa.
Sabi mo, sabi ko, I love you, I love you too. Di magbabago, tunay to. Sabi mo, sabi ko, I love you, I love you too. Yan ang sinasabi ng puso ko. Sabi mo,
sabi ko,
yan ang sinasabi ng puso ko.
Have you ever wondered who you really are deep down inside? Who really lives and breathes underneath all of the multi-layers of influence projected onto you over the course of your lifetime, molding you, shaping you, and potentially slotting you into a definition of you that is not your own? Before we explore this, let us look into the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16, verses 9 to 15, which reads, Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, You justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. Reflection. Are we creating false images of ourselves? Luke 16, verses 14 to 15 once again says, The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And Jesus said to them, You justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is human of human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. God knows the heart. What a great truth to be deeply aware of. So often in life, there are misconceptions we have of others and misconceptions that others have about us. This passage goes to the heart of this tendency of the Pharisees to create a false image of themselves for others to see and to care little about the inner truth that only God is aware of. So what is more important to us? What do we prefer? Are we more concerned about the opinions of others or the truth of our life in the mind of God? This struggle can go two ways. On one hand, like the Pharisees, we strive to present a false persona of ourselves to others, while at the same time, God is fully aware of the truth and is aware of the false image we are trying to portray. On the other hand, we may find that others have a false image of who we are, which can cause us much hurt. When this happens, we can be led into anger towards others and tend to irrationally and exclusively defend ourselves. But what is important? What should concern us? The truth is what matters, and we should care little about that which God is not concerned. We should care only about that which is in the mind of God and what He thinks about us and our lives. So let us reflect today upon our tendency to worry about what others think about us. Know that God wants us to live an honest life by which we present ourselves in the truth. Let us not be like the Pharisees, who were obsessed with the flattering and false images others had of them. Worry only about living in the truth and what is in the heart of God, and leave the rest to Him. In the end, it is all that matters. So Lord, help us to see what is in Your heart, and help us to have concern only about how You see us. We know You love us, and we know that You want us to live fully in the truth. May Your truth be the guide of our life in all things. Jesus, we trust in You. Yes, let us love ourselves and be true to ourselves. What we would like to look into next is a comparison between the real self and the ideal self. And I came across this article in the website Listen to Me Thunder. And it says, have you ever wondered who you really are deep down inside? Who really lives and breathes underneath all of the multi-layers of influence projected onto you over the course of your lifetime, molding you, shaping you, and potentially slotting you into a definition of you that is not your own? We are all influenced by those around us to some degree, in particular by those who help develop us in our most formative years and whom we love and generally look up to, our very own parents. We grow up innocently absorbing and latching onto their values, hopes, and aspirations, unwittingly making them our own. But it is not necessarily just our parents. We can sometimes form relationships where the separation between the two becomes blurred, and we inadvertently weave the other's values and expectations into our own. And of course, there is society's stronghold, which can also strongly influence our behaviors and the way we choose to live our lives. It is so easy to fall into the trap. You didn't even know that it has happened until one day you wake up and wonder, who the hell I am? Who do I really want in life? What makes me tick? What makes me happy? What makes me passionate? If you are lucky and smart, you will start asking these questions early on in your life. And although any time is a good time to start the journey to self-discovery, the earlier you do it, the more quickly you will come to understand who you really are, and the sooner you will aspire to be, accept and embrace that person. Unfortunately, for many of us, it takes much longer. Sometimes it takes a life-altering event to force us to look into the mirror, and when we finally do, we are often surprised by what we see reflected back. A humanistic psychologist by the name of Carl Rogers believed that we all own a real self and an ideal self. The real self, of course, is what we are intrinsically. It is a self that feels most true to what and who we really are. The honest self that leaves us most comfortable in our skin. It may not be perfect, but it is the part of us that feels most real. And it is the one we need to learn to love the most. On the other hand, the ideal self is a self that we think we want to be, that we strive to be, and that we feel we are expected to be. This self is born out of influences outside of us. It is the self that holds values absorbed from others, a culmination of all those things that we think we should be and that we feel others think we should be. We want to accommodate those expectations because we believe we will be more loved and accepted if we do. Holding the values of others is not a conscious decision, but rather a process of osmosis. For the most part, you are not even aware of it. Sadly, having an overly strong ideal self can be detrimental to our mental health. It can be difficult to identify our ideal self. Often, others will see it before you can see it in yourself. It helps to be in touch with and to trust our feelings. In fact, our thoughts, emotions, and feelings can usually be trusted to speak the truth to us. They will lead us to our real self, which in turn will help us to identify our ideal self. So, when our ideal self meets our true self. This is also an article from Douglas Andrew on liveabundant.com. And he says, life is about learning, loving, and progressing. To make progress of any kind, there are some things that are imperative to know. And Douglas Andrew said, we have to know where we want to go and how to get there. He also said we have to be willing to take an honest look at where we are right now. Sometimes, the reality does not meet the ideal we have in mind. But that's okay, since once we recognize this, we are ready to make some real improvements. So, a life coach by the name of Leo Widener teaches the following exercise. He said, we need to take out a piece of paper and write down the basic areas of our life in the order that we would like to ideally live them. For example, he said, a person might list their first area of spirituality, their second as their spouse, their third as their mental and emotional health, their fourth as their parental stewardship, followed by business, physical being, and so on. Once those priorities have been established and written down, he suggested putting down the paper and living our life normally for the next few weeks. After a few weeks, he recommended taking out the piece of paper and carefully evaluating exactly how we are actually living our life. In other words, what is the actual you are doing? And he said even individuals who do this exercise are often surprised to find that their actual priorities tend to line up differently from their ideal ones. So, if you let your feelings guide you in an honest way, you will eventually find your real self. The more you get to know that self, the more you will come to appreciate it and love it for what it is. The real, perhaps less than perfect, but lovable one and only you.
La luce che tu dai,
I pray we'll find your light.
Nel cuore resterà,
and hold it in our heart.
A ricordarci che,
when stars go out each night,
l'eterna stella sei.
Such a beautiful song. Let this be our prayer. For all our lovely listeners out there, you are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay in 104.6 Planet FM, and hope you enjoyed the reflections that we shared with you tonight. So once again, please check our website, Santo Niño website, www.santo-nino.org, or go through our Facebook, Sinulog NZ or Sinulog in New Zealand, to be updated of all our preparations for our upcoming 25th anniversary of our faithful devotions to Señor Santo Niño here in Auckland, New Zealand. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor! May the Holy Child Jesus bless us, continue to bless us. guide us and protect us. Once again, you are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. We are here from 5:55 to 6:40 every Saturday night. So, Tito Oscar, hanggang dito na lang tayo. We hope to see you at Good Shepherd Parish, Balmoral tomorrow, 11:30 for our Filipino Mass. And inviting all migrants to be there, make sure that you get registered so that we can get in touch with you for the great migrant Christmas gathering sponsored and organized by the Auckland Catholic Filipino Chaplaincy.
Proud to be a Filipino. Mabuhay tayong lahat.
Yes, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
So once again, we'd like to say goodbye to our lovely listeners. Be with us again next week from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. here on 104.6 Planet FM. And go to their website, www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word, to listen to our program tonight and the archive of programs from the previous weeks. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor! We love you and assure you of our continued prayers.
Viva Pit Señor!
So once again, this is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Just missed it? Your favorite show is available on demand 5 minutes after it's finished. planetaudio.org.nz.
Hello, I'm Mark.
I'm Cookie.
And I'm Pi.
Together, we bring you the buzz, hush, and the goss.
Keep yourself updated with the ongoing Philippine matters and reminisce the original Filipino music favorites.
Every Saturday from 12:25 until 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy brings you the hottest and the latest.
Here on Planet FM 104.6.